Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, February 6th. After trading a bit lower overnight, possibly dragged down by the volatile stock market overnight trade, and then bouncing back a little bit in the morning, grains had a good strong finish across the board today. Some of this started due to weather factors, and then I think some technical factors kicked in. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got March finishing the day up 4¾ cents at 363.5. We touched three-month highs at 364, and this was about a three-month high close as well. Earlier, the market tested below the 100-day moving average at 357.25, rejected that, and moved back higher. That may have brought in some additional fund short covering as we couldn't stay below that moving average. USDA announced a couple of sales this morning, 120,000 tons to Japan and 105,000 to unknown. So again, weather in Argentina and Brazil may be giving some of the boost here to the grains. They're looking for mid to high 90s until the weekend. Then there is some rain forecast in Argentina over the weekend, but then hot and dry conditions return after that. So I think some risk premium being put back into the market in case those rains do not appear or aren't as much as expected. Also looking at the corn, the Brazil's second crop corn is only 2% planted right now versus 22% on average. So this also may be adding to the concern there in the corn market. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March finishing up 6 cents at 446.25. That's back above the 100-day moving average at 442. Again, that could spur some renewed fund short covering after the market backed off on the release of Friday's Commitment of Traders report. Kansas City March finished up 7¼ cents at 469. Weather driving some of this as well, with some drier forecast returning to the hard red wheat belt, and the forecasted snows and some precipitation in spots did not appear to be as much as was expected. Taking a look at beans, we've got March finishing up 16.5 cents at 986.25, recovering 2 days worth of losses, and today finishing about 20 cents off of the day's lows. We're now back above the 50 and 200-day moving averages there, again probably spurring some additional short covering after a pause from Friday's Commitment of Traders report, and testing up near the 100-day moving average, which comes in at 988. Beans today getting as high as 987.5, so if they could punch through that 100-day moving average, I think that could technically be another signal to get these funds to start covering their shorts. In outside markets, obviously the big news is the volatility in the stock market. We had a range of about 1,200 points today, a low in the daily industrial average, 23,780 to about 24,950. This also may have given a boost to the grain markets as well. Finishing the day, the industrials up 567 points. So maybe again a little bit of short covering heading into Thursday's WASDE report. Maybe trying to even up a little bit as we head to that. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.